Good evening. This is VK2WI. Tonight's news broadcast from Amateur Radio New South Wales originates from the VK2WI facilities at Dural, Sydney, which is staffed by the volunteers of our broadcast team. Transmissions this evening are being made on frequencies between 160 metres and 23 centimetres. The announcer will advise on the transmitter status. In addition, automated relays will carry the broadcast through some regional VHF and UHF repeaters, and we thank the custodians of these systems for making the service available. Now, here are your announcer and engineer with this evening's news.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us. This is VK2WI News, live from our studios at Dural in northwest Sydney. I'm your announcer this evening, Peter, VK2BEU, and working the engineering panel tonight is John, VK2HB. The weather here is fine, but there's clouds about, and both of us struck a bit of light drizzle on our windscreens as we drove up here, so it's sort of hanging around. Temperature at the moment, using our accurate instrumentation, is 23.6 degrees outside. And the rainfall at the VK2WI site over the last week was 28 millimetres, which is quite a good drop. And our transmitter status is A-OK. And on the ARNSW RadNet, VK2RWO is currently off-air, awaiting relocation to a new site. All other repeaters are operating normally.
This is a news broadcast from VK2WI. March 2010 marked 100 years of the WIA, the world's oldest amateur radio society. It was started in 1910 as a result of a meeting held in Sydney by a group of experimenters seeking a better deal. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
In the news from Amateur Radio New South Wales for this week. Later in this bulletin, we have a summary of on-air activities from both Sydney and across New South Wales. We welcome any updates from clubs and groups. Simply email news at arnsw.org.au. We don't need full items, just the details of the activity and contacts. General inquiries can be directed to the ARNSW office via email to office@arnsw.org.au or by leaving a phone message on 02 944 0123. Tonight we welcome listeners on the EchoLink Ham Conference and the Australia and New Zealand EchoLink Network. Callbacks will also be taken after the bulletin. Our thanks go to John, VK3HJQ, and the Australia and New Zealand EchoLink Network team for making this relay available. Coming up next Sunday, the 29th of March, is the next Members' Morning Meetup here at VK2WI Dural. Gates will open at 8:30 a.m. for parking and set-up, and the event kicks off at 9 a.m. with trash and treasure, boot sales and disposals tables. Tea, coffee and cold drinks will be available throughout the morning, but unfortunately we cannot provide the barbecue this month. However, the VK2WI site provides pleasant surrounds and a covered picnic area if you bring your own food to eat. Attendees arriving early are reminded that there is parking space available on the opposite side of Quarry Road, and we thank you for your consideration of our neighbours. Now, a bit more about the ARNSW Radio Experimenters Group. The next meeting will be at midday next Sunday, the 29th of March 2026, as part of the Members' Morning Meetup here at Dural. The feature presentation will be by Peter, VK2EMU, on making frequency. This will cover many different types of oscillators, from the simplest relaxation oscillators to the most sophisticated frequency synthesizers and direct digital synthesis. The presentation will include a demonstration of one of the newest chips available, which can be purchased online in an evaluation kit for a few dollars. This chip can generate any frequency from about 35 megahertz to 4.4 gigahertz, with the ability to change frequency more than 100 times per second. As well as the afternoon presentation, the group will also be running a flowerpot antenna building workshop from about 10 a.m. based on a design by the late John, VK2ZOI, The workshop aims to have you build a 2-metre vertical antenna in less than half an hour. There will be a nominal charge for the materials. As always, attendees are encouraged to take part in the show and tell by providing a 5-minute presentation of their project or a piece of equipment that they have been working on. Presenters are asked to arrive before midday to set up if they have demonstrations or wish to use the large television for their presentation. And all of that came from Peter VK2EMU, the coordinator of the ARNSW Radio Experimenters Group. Picton Hamfest. The Picton Hamfest returns for 2026 with a new date. It's on Sunday, the 31st of May, once again at Picton Showground, 151 Menangle Street, Picton. The event runs from 8 a.m. till 2 p.m. Outdoor sites measuring 6 metres by 6 metres can be booked by contacting Steve on 0421 109 694. There are also a limited number of indoor tables available at small cost. More details can be found on the Illawarra Amateur Radio Society website. Click on the Picton Hamfest link from the home page and on the Society's Facebook page. That came with 73s from Simon, VK2XQX. Now we come to the weekly solar and geophysical report with data thanks to the Australian Space Weather Forecasting Centre. First, the summary of activity from the 13th to the 19th of March. So they are your dates across the columns if you're all writing this down. Starting with the 10 centimetre flux, the numbers are 120, 112, 109, 111, 111, 113 and 106. The Fredericks A index numbers are 19, 19, 14, 10, 4, 4 and 3. The Australian A index numbers are 12, 24, 11, 6, 2, 1 and 1 estimated. And the last row, the T index numbers are 109, 112, 89, 87, 85, 87 and 83. Solar flare activity reached R1 levels on the 13th, 15th, 16th, 17th and 18th. The largest solar flare was M2.7 at 0843 UTC on the 18th. Geomagnetic activity in the Australian region reached G1 on the 14th and was otherwise at quiet to unsettled levels. Ionospheric F2 critical frequencies in southern Australia were mostly near predicted monthly values. Enhancements of 15% were observed after local dawn on the 13th and local day on the 14th. Depressions of 15% were observed during local night on the 16th. The forecast, issued on the 20th of March through to the 26th, is solar activity is expected to be low to moderate with a chance of isolated R1 periods. Geomagnetic activity is expected to reach G2 early in the week due to combined effects of CME activity and coronal hole wind streams. There is a chance of G1 periods later in the week. Maximum usable frequencies in the southern Australian region are expected to be mostly near predicted with a chance of depressions of up to 20% in association with expected geomagnetic activity. Frequency should recover to near predicted later in the week. And the solar flux index update, the solar flux index, SFI, figures for this week. Having finished February, we had a minimum of 108, an average of 136, and a maximum of 178, with peak dates from the 1st to the 11th. So far for March, we are expecting a minimum of 95, average of 121, and a maximum of 148, with peak dates from the 1st to the 12th and the 29th to the 31st. And looking ahead to April, we are expecting a minimum of 100, an average of 119, and a maximum of 140, with peak dates from the 1st to the 11th and the 25th to the 31st. And that update came with our thanks to Noel, VK2FUL.
This is a news broadcast from VK2WI. To submit news for inclusion in these sessions, please email it to news@arnsw.org.au by the end of business on Friday. You can help us with presentation by writing your news item in the third person and limiting it to about one A4 page in an easily read font. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
Now we come to Foundations of Amateur Radio. This series, written and produced by Ono, VK6FLAB, continues a weekly examination of the building blocks of amateur radio.
Every now and then you come across an idea that throws you for a loop. It comes seemingly out of nowhere, and once you've seen it, you can't unsee it. It's a lot like a 1929 painting I like called The Treachery of Images, also known as Ceci n'est pas une pipe, or in English, This is Not a Pipe, by Belgian surrealist painter René Magritte. If you're not familiar with it, it's a painting of a pipe, and by being a painting, it's not a pipe. Obviously. Before I go into the idea that rocked my world, I need to set the stage a little. There are several modes I've discussed before. Whisper or weak signal propagation reporter, FT8 or Frankie Taylor Design 8 FSK modulation, and plenty others. Each of these modes has one thing in common. They require that all participants are using the same time. That is, both sender and receiver need to agree on when now is for this to work. A whisper signal takes 110.6 seconds every 120 seconds, starting on the even minute. It requires that the transmitter and receiver agree on the time within about 2 seconds. An FT8 signal takes 12.6 seconds within a 15-second window. It requires an accuracy of about 20 milliseconds. These timekeeping requirements are pretty easy to achieve in a modern network-connected computer. You turn on a thing called NTP, or Network Time Protocol, point it at an appropriate clock, and off you go. If you're not connected to the internet, then things get squirrely pretty quickly. You could buy yourself a GPS, set up a link between the GPS and your computer, run some software, and use the GPS clock to synchronize time on your computer. Of course, this requires a GPS, a serial cable, software, configuration, battery power to keep the GPS running, and probably a couple of other things. I've never done this, but given what I'm about to share, I don't think I ever will. What if you used a whisper or an FT8 signal from someone else to synchronize your clock? If you've ever launched WSJTX, you'll have seen a column marked DT. That's Delta Time, or the difference in time between the clock on your computer and that of the transmitter. If you could read the difference and use it to adjust your clock, you'd be in business. Charles November Kilo 8 Oscar pointed me to a GitHub gist with a single little Python script written by Peter, Kilo 6 Papa Lima, India. It updates the clock on your computer using the Delta Time from WSJTX. I'd point you at the script from here, but 3α730575 and 24 more characters, and that's just one element of the URL, doesn't run quite off the tongue. So I've cloned it into my VK6FLAB GitHub repository, where it's called WSJT Time Sync. I added Peter's description to the README file, but I can take no credit for the effort or the idea. That's all Peter. So, synchronize your clock using the signal that you're trying to decode. Seems pretty obvious now, but that was a brand new notion for me. Of course, now I'm excited and wondering where else I might use this. Let me know if there's more to this that tickles your fancy. Also, just because I know Charles will poke my eye out with a Morse key if I don't mention this, you could use this script on your next POTAR, Parks on the Air, or WWFF, Worldwide Flora and Fauna Activation, or anywhere else you go portable to make some noise. I know, right? Charles, using FT8 instead of Morse code, what's next? The end of the hobby? I'll tell you a secret. From time to time, he even uses his voice. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.
Thanks, Ono. I wondered where you were heading when you started off talking about Renaissance paintings, but you brought it all together. Thank you for that. For more information about this series, including audio transcripts and other useful amateur radio resources, Ono's website is vk6foxlimaalphabravo.com, and if you can contact Ono by email to cq@vk6flab.com. Come to Wison News, the Dementia Australia Memory Walk and Jog at Lang Park in Wollongong was on today. The next Sydney Memory Walk is on Sunday the 24th of May at Cathy Freeman Park. If you're interested in helping out, please contact John via email, john.vetters@vrarescue.org. The next regular online Wison Members Forum will be on Tuesday the 24th of March at 7:30pm. Members are welcome to raise any issues. Central Coast Wison is providing safety communications for the Watkins Mountain Endurance Ride on the weekend of the 28th and 29th of March. Contact for this event is Glenn at ccwison, that's ccwicen.rco@vrarescue.org. Central Coast Wison also be providing safety communications for the Shazada 400 Endurance Ride in August. If you're interested in helping out, even for just a day, please contact Glenn. Wison New South Wales weekly voice nets are on Sunday evenings from 6pm on a number of repeaters around Sydney. The next Winlick net is on in two weeks' time. Check the Wison website for details. Wison New South Wales is a communications support squad of VRA Rescue New South Wales. For more information about Wison, visit the website at nsw.wison.org.au. And now we come to club news, and we start this week with an update from the Arana Regional Amateur Radio Club based at Dubbo. The club maintains four repeaters on 2 metres. There's VK2RRT at Boona Mountain on 146.9 MHz. In Dubbo, there's VK2RCD, 146.725 MHz, with the coverage as far south as Wellington. At Needle Mountain in the Warren Bungles, VK2RCC is on 146.8 MHz, with a 91.5 Hz tone required for access. And on 70 centimetres, DMR, VK2RDD is in Dubbo on 439.95 MHz with a 5 MHz negative offset and is part of the ARNSW RadNet. Thanks to Ian, VK2ZIM, for that update. Now we come to the Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club. The next meeting is the April monthly general meeting at 2pm on Easter Saturday, the 4th of April, in the Port Macquarie SES building. The Meshtastic and Meshcore networking presentation, originally scheduled for this meeting, will be held over to the May monthly general meeting. The newly installed VK2RCN-R Echo Link node on the 147.0 MHz 2 metre repeater at Telegraph Point is now fully functional for both internet connections and connection to other nodes by radio. The club runs foundation courses along with assessments of all licence grades. The next training and assessment weekend will be scheduled once sufficient candidates have registered. You can register your interest via the contact form on the club website. There are two club nets each week, the midweek net at from 7:30pm on Thursday nights and the weekend net at 9am Sunday mornings. Both nets are on the VK2RPM 2 metre repeater on 146.7 MHz with a 91.5 subaudible tone for access. Echo Link access is also available on VK2RPM-R. During nets, the repeater is linked to VK2RCN, the Telegraph Point via Echo Link. The VK2 RCN repeater is on 147.0 megahertz with a minus 600 hertz, kilohertz offset and a 91.5 sub-audible tone for access. For more information about the Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club, visit the website at orarc.org. The site contains a wealth of amateur radio items in addition to club information. The January 2026 issue of the club's bi-monthly newsletter Oxtails is now online, and past issues of Oxtails are available on the website as well. Club is also on Facebook. Just search for Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club. All of that came from Henry, VK2ZHE, for the Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club.
This is a news broadcast from VK2WI. For voice contact with Amateur Radio New South Wales, telephone 02 9651 1490, which will take you to our message bank. For written contact, write to PO Box 6044, Dural Delivery Centre, New South Wales 2158, or email office@arnsw.org.au. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
Now news from the Central Coast Amateur Radio Club. The club rooms at Carryong are open on Saturdays from 10:30 a.m. As always, members and visitors are most welcome. Next Saturday, the club's monthly show and tell is, if you've got something you've been working on or a project you'd like help with, bring it along or bring photos and share it with the group. At the time of submission, all services at VK2RAG Summersby are operational. The club's weekly net is on Thursday nights at 8 p.m. on the VK2RAG 2-metre repeater, which is on 146.725 megahertz with a 91.5 sub-audible tone and via EchoLink on the ham conference. It is also live video streamed on the club's Facebook page. You can find out more about the CCARC, including the things we can't talk about here, on the web at ccarc.org.au, by phone on 02 4340 2500, which normally goes to message bank, or on social media by searching for Central Coast Amateur Radio Club. Remember to follow the page to receive updates. That came with 73s from Alan, VK2MG, the publicity officer for the Central Coast Amateur Radio Club. Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club. Due to the upcoming Easter holidays, the next club meeting will be at 7:30 p.m. on Friday the 10th of April at the clubhouse, 4 Moore Street, Glenbrook. Yarn, VK2FEB, is continuing to facilitate the standard and advanced licence upgrade classes. Classes run on Wednesday nights from 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. via Zoom. If you are an existing licence holder and wish to upgrade, please contact the club secretary, Irene, via email, secretary@bmarc.org. Club's next foundation licence weekend is on Saturday the 11th and Sunday the 12th of April. If you know someone interested in obtaining their amateur radio licence, please contact the club secretary. Again, it's Irene at secretary@bmarc.org. More information about the club can be found on the website at www.bmarc.org. That came with 73s from James, VK2GOH, the publicity officer for the Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club. St George Amateur Radio Society. The Society's next meeting is at 7:30 p.m. on Wednesday the 1st of April. It's at Moorsdale RSL Club in Macquarie Place, just a 5-minute walk from Mortdale Railway Station. Members are encouraged to arrive early and take advantage of the club's dining facilities. The meeting will feature presentation by John, VK2EKG, on his amateur radio-related hobby of chasing and collecting weather balloons. Last weekend, the Society held a fox hunting event at Cars Park. 15 people took part, 17 if you include 2 police officers who stopped by to investigate what these strange radio operators were up to. Oh, there's got to be a story behind that one. Three foxes were deployed and a good time was had by all. Some participants used club equipment while others brought a variety of their own direction-finding gear. And if you're interested in becoming a licensed amateur or you know someone who is, the Society's next foundation training and assessment weekend is on the 18th and 19th of April at Heathcote, a short walk from the railway station. For more information about the St George Amateur Radio Society's repeaters, contests and other activities, visit the website at www.sgars.org or come along to the next meeting, 7:30pm on Wednesday the 1st of April at Mortdale RSL Club. And all of that came from Peter, VK2EMU, for the St George Amateur Radio Society. Hornsby and District's Amateur Radio Club. The club's March meeting is at 8pm this coming Tuesday at the Mount Kohler Community Centre, opposite the new eastern entrance to Mount Kohler Railway Station. Craig, VK2BTQ, will present on planning communication support for major events. Craig will explain how CREST New South Wales prepares to support the Convict 100, which is a 100-kilometre mountain bike race held in the rugged terrain around St Albans. Haddock can be found on social media by searching for the club call sign VK2MA. That's Mike Alpha. Looking ahead, International Marconi Day is on Saturday the 25th of April, running for 24 hours from 10 a.m. local time. Activities will be on a wide range of bands and modes. Australia's only participating station is VK2IMD. That came from Julian, VK2YJS, the publicity officer for Haddock. Okay, now we'll come to activities on the air.
This is VK2WI nearing the end of tonight's news bulletin. On the Amateur Radio New South Wales website, you can find details of our services, membership and general information about amateur radio. The address is www.arnsw.org.au. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
I'm Matthew, VK2YAP.
I'm Stuart, VK2BMX.
It's time for your quick trip around the bands with activities on the air.
Daily, Manly Warringah Early Bird Net, 6:30 a.m. on or near 3690 kHz lower sideband. If that's too early, the morning net is from 8 a.m. on or near 7189 kHz.
On Mondays, there's the West Lakes Amateur Radio Club net at 9:30 a.m. on 40 metres, 7115 kHz. Listen for VK2ATZ Portable. The Great Lakes Radio Club net is at 7 p.m. on VK2RGL. That's 147.1 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone and on Echolink VK2RGL-R. Hunter Radio Group VK2AWX News is at 7:30 p.m. on 146.975 MHz and 438.025 MHz. The Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club DMR net is at 7:30 p.m. on Brandmeister 50520, hosted by Ben VK2AFK. At 8 p.m. there's the Lightning Net on 1860 kHz with Net Control, Steve, VK2STG, the Haddock Net on VK2RNS, 147.25 MHz, and the Waverley Amateur Radio Society Net on VK2RBV, that's 438.1125 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone. For other activities online and on air, check the website.
Tuesdays from 8 p.m. National VKDMR Net on Talk Group 505. Blue Mountains ARC net on 3543 kHz. St George Amateur Radio Society digital net on 146.8 MHz. And the Southern Highlands Radio Group net on VK2RHR on 146.825 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone. The Illawarra Amateur Radio Society 80 metre net at 8:30 p.m. on 3666 kHz.
On Wednesday, the West Lakes Amateur Radio Club net is at 9:30 a.m. on 7115 kHz. There's 2 metre nets throughout the week. See the website for details. At 7:30 p.m., the Hunter Radio Group net on 146.975 MHz and Echo Link node 1474 and the Armidale District Amateur Radio Club net on 3633 kHz. At 8 p.m, it's the Haddock net on 3608.5 kHz, Illawarra's 6 metre net on VK2RMP, 53.65 MHz with a 123 Hz tone, and the Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club Net, VK2RBM, 147.05 MHz with a 123 Hz tone.
Thursdays, Vicious Ghost Amateur Radio Club Net at 7:30 PM on VK2RFG on 438.65 MHz with a minus 7 MHz offset and a 91.5 Hz tone. Also on Echolink. Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club, 7:30 PM on VK2RPM on 146.7 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone. At 8 PM, there's the St. George Amateur Radio Society Weekly Net on VK2RLE, 146.8 MHz. The Illawarra Amateur Radio Society 10 Meter Net on 28.466 MHz. And the CCARC Weekly Net on VK2RAG on 146.725 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone, also on Echolink.
Fridays, it's Morning Tea with Haddock, 9 AM on 7106 kHz. West Lakes at 9:30 AM on 7115 kHz, and then at 8 PM, the Illawarra Amateur Radio Society 70 centimetre net on 439.675 MHz.
Saturdays, West Lakes Stone the Crow's net, 6 AM on 3588 kHz. Illawarra Amateur Radio Society net at 9:30 AM on VK2RMP 146.850 and VK2RUW on 146.675. Snowy Mountains Amateur Radio Club net 7:30 PM on Southeast Network VK2RFS 146.75 MHz VK2RSE on 147.375 and VK3RDH on 146.625 and Echolink. Sundays, Westlakes DMR net from 8 AM, usually on Talk Group 3802. Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club from 9 AM on VK2RPM. Wison New South Wales nets, 6 PM on Chatswood 2 metre or Currajong 70 centimetre repeater, 6:30 PM on DMR or HF, and 6:45 PM on P25. Check website for details.
Don't forget to get your activities on the air here. Send us through the details of your activity. Email us, news@arnsw.org.au, or leave a message on the office phone, 02 9444 0123.
Thanks, fellas. Our next news bulletin will be at 10 AM next Sunday morning, including a relay of national news from VK1WIA. That's all from VK2WI News for this week. Excuse me a minute. Sorry, I had to cough. So that's all from us. Your announcer has been Peter, VK2BEU, and your engineer has been John, VK2HC. Callbacks will be taken shortly. Please call back to the relay station that provided the broadcast to you. On VK2RDX at Mount Bindo, callbacks will be taken with thanks to the St. George Amateur Radio Society, and on the VK2RNC Newcastle, Paul, VK2APA, is standing by. Here at VK2WI, we will listen for callbacks to those who took the broadcast directly. In the studio, I'll start with 20 metres, see if there's any DX around, and then we'll go to 160, 80, 40 and 30 metres in that order. In engineering, John will take callbacks on the VHF and UHF frequencies, and he will shortly advise the order on those bands. All the best from the broadcast team here at VK2WI. Stay safe and thank you for listening.